hard for me to, I don't remember being here before. I've been everywhere. It doesn't mean I wasn't here, it just means that I'm getting to the point where I can't remember that kind of stuff. It's nothing. I was hanging out with Pete Seeger yesterday. I said, "How you doing, Pete?" He said, "If I could remember, I'd tell you. But I don't feel so bad." He's 93 or something, doing great. And we had a lot of fun. And but the older I get, you know, the smarter I appear to be to some people. So they've been sending me emails, letters, you know, phone calls and stuff like that, asking me to come and speak. And you know what, their functions and stuff. And I say, sure. And I go, and it's after I get there, I tell them that I don't actually know that much, but of course by then it's too late. So I just make stuff up, and if they walk away happy, I figure I told them the truth, you know. And then you have young people asking you like songwriting questions, you know, thinking you've been around long enough, you ought to know something by now. And generally, I mean, for me, songwriting has always been, well, you'll hear tonight, it's more like fishing than anything. I mean, most of it's just sitting there. Every once in a while, a song swims by. If you got a pen, you can catch him. I know, because I let a lot go by that was, you know, meant for me, but I was watching Star Trek or something, and it just went on to other people. Dylan. People like that. So when people ask songwriting questions, I say, well, I don't know, man, do whatever you want. Just don't be, you know, downstream with Bob Dylan. I even wrote to Bob years ago. I said, Bob, why don't you throw the small ones back every once in a while? He didn't think it was funny. You know? And most of the songs that I actually wrote myself, I wrote when I was awake. Not all of them. I remember one time I was sleeping, and in my sleep I was having this dream, and in my dream somebody was singing this next song. And I woke up and I remembered it, and I wrote it on a piece of paper, and I went back to sleep. I woke up in the morning and saw the song sitting there, but I couldn't remember if it was me singing it in my dream or not. So I wasn't sure if it was my song or what. And I thought, what the hell? It's my dream.